When the Education Excellence Commission, convened by Governor Gary Herbert, looked at ways to improve Utah's public schools, it spent a lot of time talking about ways to help students at risk of academic failure. How to pay for the extra help they need to catch up to their peers, what programs are in place, and who pays for them, is the subject of a new report from Utah Foundation. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. How does a school board, or the Utah legislature identify students at risk of academic failure? Sean Tigan, Utah Foundation's vice president and research director, says there are three groups that were the focus of the study. The largest, by far, is made up of students from households with low incomes.
The way most people look at lower income kids are whether or not they're enrolled in free and reduced price lunch. That's not a great measure, but it's the main measure that the state uses and the federal government uses because it's one that is it's relatively easy to come by. The measure for students with disabilities, it's whether or not those kids have an individualized education plan, so it's an IEP, and whether there is something going on. Maybe it's they've got something as minor as a minor speech impediment or some hearing loss, to something that could be as major as a kid that needs basically almost one-on-one care the whole day. And then lastly, the English learner designation is if you have a child that did not grow up speaking English and you take a test that shows that you still aren't proficient and certainly aren't proficient enough to be just in kind of the general population and to be learning at the same rate as your peers who did grow up speaking English.
In terms of numbers, there are about 200,000 students in Utah's public schools from low-income households, about one-third of the total. There are about 75,000 students with disabilities and about 45,000 English language learners. The state of Utah spends about $108 million a year to serve students from low-income families, with most of that coming from the federal government in what's called Title I funding. English learners benefit from about $10 million in additional spending. Students with disabilities receive by far the largest amount of spending above the baseline shared by all students. That's about $439 million a year. Federal funds account for only about a quarter of that total. The Governor's Commission on Education Excellence suggested the Utah legislature consider additional funding to serve these vulnerable students. Cuts have been proposed in some federal programs for at-risk students, but most have seen only minimal reductions. Schools receiving Title I funding often spend it on after-school programs or to hire additional staff, but they're free to use it in many different ways. Dr. Rebecca Donaldson, who oversees Title I programs at the Utah State Office of Education, says schools need to do a better job of ensuring that money is used effectively.
So what we keep telling our districts and schools is you need to look at your needs, devise a plan with specific goals that address those priorities and needs. And then once you've done that, then you use your funding to fund that plan. So you don't plan for this funding and then it's an afterthought of, oh, I've got this money, I can go do X, Y, Z. It's these are our needs. These are our plan. This is our plan. These are the goals. This funding will support these goals by doing this.
So in the end, is Utah's funding for students at risk of academic failure adequate? Sean Tigan says there are different ways to look at that question.
One thing you can do is you can say, well, let's look at what the federal government suggests in terms of funding for certain groups that are at risk of poor academic outcomes. And let's look at what studies suggest in terms of how much money it costs to educate a child. And let's look at how much money other states are putting into the funding of these kids. And if you do that, you can say, well, you know, Utah does come up short, at least in terms of its lower income kids and its English learners. We actually, if you look in terms of spending on students with disabilities, Utah seems to be doing pretty well. I mean, you know, compared to other states and compared to what some of the recommendations are.
And while academic failure can be strictly defined in terms of graduation rates and test scores, Rebecca Donaldson says there are many other ways to look at a student's success.
Well, that's certainly the way our state accountability system is designed, but I think we recognize as well that there are other things that lead to success, and that is, our students, do they have the ability to work well in a group? Do they have, communication skills? Are they able to, do they have skills to kind of resolve maybe issues that they're facing, that resilience, that grit, that mindset that, I can achieve? I may have, these things in my life that I'm coping with, but I have a mindset that I can achieve and I can do well, I can be successful. That's part of it as well.
The Utah Foundation research report, A Level Playing Field, Funding for Utah Students at Risk of Academic Failure, is available on our website at utahfoundation.org. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.